Pizzicato, Guy Lombardo, it's the craziest when you noodle with a doodling song.
2, 3, 4, like it so much, I'll doodle some more.
That's a blast from the past. I'd say 1950s, I imagine. Well, have you ever looked back through an old notebook and seen it covered in scribbles and scrawls and of maybe trees, faces or random shapes or other kinds of doodles? Well, if so, it seems there's no need to be embarrassed, ashamed or anything like that at all about it. Our own doodler, Liam Geraghty, has been catching up with one woman who wants to break any stigma about the doodle.
You know what it's like. You answer a phone call, you're listening intently to a client or a boss or a customer, and you suddenly find yourself, without even thinking about it, doodling. But you're not alone.
I doodle. I toodle doodle all the time. And I seem to doodle a lot of stars and spiders.
That's your two things, stars and spiders.
Yeah, and a spider with a hat on and little shoes.
Shapes or forms, and then I'd put maybe a list of things I have to do for the day in that form.
I did start to notice that I was a doodler the more phone calls I took, we'll say, when I became a business person. But I do find it quite therapeutic.
I wouldn't doodle on paper, but I would actually doodle in the sense that if I'm on the phone and I'm talking to somebody that I really don't have all that much important to either listen to or to say, I would, if I was at home, I would actually doodle by doing something else, like washing the dishes.
And if you thought doodling was just a waste of ink, think again, because Sonny Brown, named one of the top 100 creative people in business by Fast Company magazine, is leading what she calls the doodle revolution.
It is a movement designed to change the conversation about how people learn, mostly with respect to visual language, because it is a language that's native to us, but it's underused and misunderstood. And so the doodle revolution is about having a different conversation so that people have greater possibilities in terms of learning.
Sunny says throughout the ages, innovators have always used doodling for problem solving, and it's not limited to the pen and paper variety.
Albert Einstein was, I would call him what I refer to as a musical doodler. So, you know, he would hit a plateau where he couldn't solve something. And he would get up and get his cello and just improv on his cello what I would refer to as musical doodling. And then he would inevitably have that breakthrough aha moment.
If you're one of those people who's been told off for doodling in school or even in a meeting, Sunny says your superiors were wrong.
One thing that doodling can do is accommodate different learning styles. So most adults and children are visual learners. We're very responsive to visual information, and we also enjoy creating visual information in an attempt to understand stuff. And so one thing it can do is sort of unlock that instinctive ability in employees. Another thing that visual language and doodling, even basic doodling, can do is accommodate concentration and focus. So often when we're in business meetings, not that they're not riveting, but sometimes your mind can tend to start to disengage. And the very act of the basic doodle, that emergent visual language that happens when you're seated with a pen, that can accommodate concentration and focus. And that's a pretty powerful contribution in itself.
So how can you benefit from doodling in the workplace?
Thing you can do is just give permission. So essentially say yes and then tell people what the value of it is, explain the value to them, and then let them explore. There are already doodlers inside of organizations. They're everywhere. So if they can be sort of identified and encouraged and nurtured and then allowed to showcase the way that they apply it, then that's also a very good start. So you don't even have to go outside of your company. I guarantee you there are visual thinkers in your midst.
We need to encourage everyone here to come out of the doodling closet.
I will be waiting with open arms.
Well, thanks to Liam Geraghty there and all those Dublin business people featured in his report for breaking any stigma there about doodling. That was Kelly Hood, Kieran Muldowney, Bernice Burnside and Christopher Daly.